Today, we're diving into the world of post-pandemic air travel and this idea of making flying, well, not just safe, but enjoyable again. You know, remember those early pandemic flights? Empty middle seats, everyone masked up, kind of looking at each other sideways.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could almost feel the tension in the air, right?
Exactly. We've come a long way since then, but there's still this lingering question. How can we make flying feel, well, appealing again?
It's a challenge, for sure. It goes beyond just, you know, wiping down tray tables and upgrading those air filters. It's about addressing this kind of invisible layer of anxiety a lot of travelers still have.
Right. It's about peace of mind as much as anything. And that's where things get interesting. We're talking about Pixo Aerospace and their innovation, AirShield.
AirShield, yep. It's been generating some buzz.
So imagine this. Instead of dreading that cough a few rows back, you have this invisible barrier of cleaner air around you. That's the big idea, right?
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. Speaks to that very real desire for more control, you know, more peace of mind, especially in a post-pandemic world.
Absolutely. But okay, let's break this down. How does AirShield actually work? Are we talking about some kind of like futuristic force field technology here?
Huh? A force field? I wish. Though that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Right. Sign me up for that upgrade.
But no, it's not quite force field technology. AirShield actually works with the existing air vents and HEPA filtration systems already on most planes. It's about optimizing what's already there, rather than some big radical redesign.
So it's more about what? Subtle engineering, finding those leverage points where a small change can make a big difference.
Precisely. Think of it like this. Imagine tiny streams of air gently redirecting potential contaminants away from you, guiding them towards those high-efficiency HEPA filters. That's essentially what AirShield is doing, creating a sort of personalized air curtain.
Like a personalized air curtain surrounding your seat.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, it builds on an existing strength of aircraft cabins. Well, you see, contrary to what many people think, aircraft cabins are already pretty good at exchanging and filtering air. They often exceed the air quality found in many other enclosed environments, actually.
Really? That's surprising. I would have thought with so many people in such a confined space, airplanes would be, you know,
germ factories.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's a common misconception. And that's actually where Pexco saw an opportunity, not to reinvent the wheel, but to take an already efficient system and make it even better.
So they dug deep into the science of airflow dynamics within the cabin.
Exactly.
We're talking about that 60 million data points of CFD modeling they did, right? That's always sounded impressive, but I'll admit it's a little over my head.
Yeah, 60 million data points.
Yeah.
Sounds intimidating, but it's not as complicated as it sounds. Essentially, they used computer simulations to visualize and analyze how air moves within the cabin.
Okay, so they basically...
But they created a digital twin of the cabin to test different scenarios. You know, see how the air flows, where it mixes, how particles travel in that space.
And what did all that data crunching reveal? What were some of the key takeaways?
Well, first, it confirmed what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Aircraft cabins are already doing a pretty good job of circulating and filtering the air.
Okay.
But, and this is where AirShield comes in, they also found that by strategically manipulating the airflow from the existing vents, they could significantly improve the containment and filtration of those airborne particles we're concerned about.
So it's about fine-tuning, finding those leverage points where a small change can make a big difference.
Exactly. And according to Pexco, their research suggests that AirShield can double the speed at which those airborne particles are captured and sent to the HEPA filters. So cleaner air for everyone on board, and hopefully, you know, a little less of that shared air anxiety we were talking about earlier.
Right, exactly. It's about the feeling as much as the actual, you know, particles themselves.
For sure.
But here's something interesting to think about. This wasn't a solo mission for Pexco. They knew that to make AirShield a reality, they had to collaborate with the very industry they were hoping to change.
Yeah, makes sense. You can't just, like, spring something on the airlines out of nowhere.
Right. So they didn't just develop this in a vacuum. They actually partnered with major airlines during the testing and refinement process, which I imagine is not always easy.
Not at all. I mean, airlines are not exactly known for jumping on every new gadget that comes along, especially if it involves, you know, major overhauls or disrupts their operations.
Yeah, it has to be practical.
Exactly. So Pexco had to prove that AirShield wasn't just effective, but also practical and easy to integrate into existing aircraft.
So they're working hand in hand with the airlines. But what about the other key ingredient, the passengers? Did Pexco consider how travelers would actually perceive, you know, react to AirShield?
Oh, absolutely. They knew that passenger perception was key. In fact, they commissioned an independent survey.
Oh, really? What, like a focus group?
Kind of. They surveyed U.S. leisure travelers. Wanted to gauge their interest in AirShield, see what would resonate.
Okay, so what were people saying? Give me the highlights.
Well, first off, it seems like PEXCO tapped into a real desire for reassurance.
That makes sense.
Because a huge majority, like over 90%, agreed that seeing AirShield installed would make them feel like the airline was, you know, really prioritizing their well-being.
Interesting. So it's not just about the technology itself, it's what it represents, like a visible symbol of, hey, we're taking this seriously.
Yeah, exactly. It's about rebuilding trust.
Yeah.
Right? Making those anxieties a little more manageable. And it goes beyond just perception, too.
Oh.
How so?
Well, the survey also looked at how AirShield might actually influence travel decisions. Like, would people choose one airline over another because of it?
Would they?
It seems so. Nearly 9 out of 10 people said they'd actively seek out airlines offering AirShield. Wow. That's huge. I mean, that's a pretty strong vote of confidence. But even if they liked the idea, were people willing to put their money where their mouth is? Like, actually pay more for a flight with AirShield?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And, surprisingly, a solid majority said they would pay a premium.
Really? For that added peace of mind?
Exactly. So PEXCO did their homework, not just the engineering side, but understanding, like, the psychology of the post-pandemic travel.
Yeah, very smart.
And they didn't stop there. They knew they had to bring AirShield to life, really showcase it. So they went big at the Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg.
Okay, now you've got my attention. What did they do? Build a whole plane just to show off AirShield?
Not a whole plane, but close. They created this full-size mock-up of an A320 cabin.
No way!
Complete with AirShield, fully functional.
That's wild.
But they took it a step further, even. They incorporated virtual reality.
Whoa, next level. So attendees could put on a VR headset and actually experience what it's like to fly with AirShield.
You got it. It was brilliant, honestly. Instead of just talking about it, they let people see and feel it, you know, firsthand.
That's huge. It's one thing to read about a new technology, but to actually experience it.
Total game changer.
So with all this research, the development, the VR demos, where does AirShield stand today? Is it ready for takeoff?
Getting very close. They've got PSTP authorization from the FAA.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
It means they've cleared the necessary testing hurdles. Basically, they're on track for that final certification. And in fact, they just finished their last round of on-wing tests with Avalon.
Avalon, the aircraft leasing company.
The one and only. So, yeah, things are moving along.
So they're in the final stretch, waiting for that coveted full STC certification from the FAA. Any news on the timeline for that?
Latest I'm hearing is that PEXCO plans to submit their application any day now.
Wow.
And if everything goes smoothly, we could be seeing AirShield approved for installation as early as December.
Wow, that's sooner than I expected. So potentially by next year, this could be on regular flights.
That's the goal. Of course, you know, widespread adoption, it depends on a lot of factors. Airline policies, passenger demand, and maybe most importantly, cost.
Right, because at the end of the day, airlines are businesses. They need to see that this makes financial sense.
Exactly. Even with all the research, the passenger enthusiasm, the economics have to work out.
Absolutely. It'll be fascinating to see how this all plays out. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm.
About how much goes into, you know, the future of travel. It's not just about getting from point A to point B anymore. It's about the whole experience.
Right, exactly. The perception of safety, that balance between, like, what's innovative and what actually makes sense cost-wise, it's complicated.
Totally. And it reminds me of that saying, the devil is in the details. Or I guess in this case, the innovation is in the details.
Yeah, I like that.
But even if AirShield, you know, it gets everything right, the safety, the efficacy, passengers love it.
Yeah.
There's still that question of, like, will it actually be adopted? Airlines haven't always been the fastest at embracing new tech.
Very true. It's a bit of a waiting game now. But no matter what happens with AirShield, I do think it represents a shift, like a recognition that what passengers expect is changing, you know?
Absolutely. So what's next? What other anxieties, these kind of invisible anxieties, are ripe for addressing? Is this the start of a whole wave of, like, really passenger-focused innovation?
Who knows? Could be. Imagine, like, personalized climate control, super advanced air purification, maybe even real-time health monitoring on flights.
Wild. It's almost like what seems like a luxury today could be standard tomorrow.
Right.
Which brings us back to how we started. How do we make flying not just safe, but, you know, something people actually look forward to? As we wrap up this deep dive on AirShield, I'm curious, would this kind of tech, this idea of mitigating those shared air anxieties, would that change how you feel about flying?
It's a good question, one for everyone to consider.
Definitely. Because in the end, innovation, it's not just about fancy tech, it's about people. And on that note, we've reached the end of our journey into the world of AirShield. Hope this gave you a new perspective on where air travel is headed.
Safe travels, everyone.
Until next time.